From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Luke 12:48. I am Rob West. When the housing market collapsed in 2008, more than 10 million Americans experienced crashing home values and foreclosures. But out of that financial chaos, a new company arose with a mission to do things differently. Harlan Akala joins us today to talk about it. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's nice to have our friend Harlan Akala back with us. Harlan is with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. Harlan, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you, Rob. Wonderful to be here again.
Harlan, we've been looking forward to this conversation because you're going to give us a little bit of the history and mission of Movement Mortgage, and it really is a fascinating story. So take us back. How did Movement get started?
Well, there's no question that Movement should not have succeeded. They started at the wrong time during the housing crash. The world really didn't need another mortgage company. In fact, many of them were going out of business. But Casey Crawford took a look at it very differently, as he does most things. And Casey said, just a minute, if there's all of these things that are being done wrong in the market, why don't we do it right? And he looked to a mentor, Toby Harris, who is still with the company in his role as a someone that is helping Casey work together with him to create a mortgage company that not only would do a better job at taking care of their clients, but would give back to the communities and give glory to God, not to the owner of the company.
I love that. If you're going to start a company, you might as well do it with that at the heart of it. So what role did Casey and Troy's faith play in this decision to start Movement?
Well, even though Casey was successful before he ever came to the mortgage arena, he was an NFL football player. And when that career ended, he grew up in Washington, D.C., and he had seen a lot of the poverty and pain throughout the country when he traveled the different football stadiums that he played in. He wanted to help the poor and the disadvantaged, the least of these. And one of the things that he said and that he's talked to all of us about is, hey, it used to be that the Christians were the ones that built hospitals and schools, and why did they stop doing that? I think we should be the ones that are the catalyst for that. We shouldn't expect the government to do it. And Casey has always had a deep concern about the children because he knows if in the beginning things start right, they will end up better as those children get older. And if they don't have a chance when they're young, things are not going to turn out the way that they should. And then he also started a LoveWorks program where we all help each other. We have over 4,000 employees. We all help each other with money that's deducted from our check that will help others in difficult times. And then we also do GraceWorks, which is grants that we give throughout the country to hundreds of organizations in the markets that we work in. And so that's really, those were all things from the beginning that if we're not only going to take care of our clients, we're going to take care of our clients and their children in the markets that we work in.
Yeah, well, and that's certainly been the case. We'll talk a little bit later in our time together about the Movement Foundation and the amazing work that's being done there. You won't believe how much work has been funded in the name of Jesus through the Movement Foundation. But before we head to this break, Harlan, what makes Movement Mortgage different from most companies?
Well, in order for us to be able to make profits so that we can donate money and give to all of these very important causes, we have to make money at and be good at what we're doing, because people are not going to do mortgages with us just because we're nice people and just because we love Jesus. They need to have mortgages done better and faster at, of course, a fair and reasonable rate. And what's really different is that everybody was concerned about making a lot of money prior to 2008. And Casey saw that and said, let's forget about the money. Yes, we have to do that, but let's take care of our people, our clients first, and make sure that we're doing the right thing for them. And let's just make sure that we do it better and faster than anyone else. And that will cause other people to want to come work for us that maybe work for many of these other companies. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Well, folks, it's an incredible story of a mortgage company that was started at the wrong time, right in the middle of the 2008 housing crisis. But God has blessed it. At its core is about loving others and serving them well in the mortgage industry, but also using it as an engine to fund kingdom advancing work. Harlan Akala here today. We're talking Movement Mortgage, and we've got more to share with you just around the corner. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Oh, holy night. It's familiar to Christians and non-Christians alike. We sing, "A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices." And why is that? It's because Christ was born to set captives free from a world bound by sin. And yet, Jesus said, "The gate is narrow, and few enter in." And today, most people respond to the problem of sin by anything but putting their trust in the finished work of Jesus. Psalm 130 reminds us, "Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption." Christ is the answer this weary world is longing for. Share it this season. You'll see Jesus more clearly through time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Let's think about what God has done. I would wager that his top news story is still that the free salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ is available to all. I wager that will be the top news story until that salvation is no longer available. You will have made your decision for eternity. He doesn't ask us to do anything he won't, and then he does above what we can possibly do.
Hear Todd Herman on A Disciple's View, weekdays 12 p.m. Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, my friend Harlan Akala. Harlan is with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. And, you know, some of the stories behind our underwriters don't get told. And today is one of those opportunities for us to share with you why we've selected Movement Mortgage as our underwriter in the mortgage space. And it's bigger than just the world-class service and opportunities they provide through their mortgages. It's how, through that company, they're being the hands and feet of Jesus to bless so many. And Harlan, you were sharing with us before the break about the founding of this company by Casey Crawford and Toby Harris at the wrong time during the 2008 financial crisis. And yet God has blessed it. It's now one of the largest mortgage companies in the nation, doing incredible work in the name of Jesus. Why do you think the company has grown so dramatically since its founding in 2008?
Well, there's a number of different factors, but I think the significant thing is anybody can cast a vision, but there's very little you can do by yourself. You have to build a team. Casey, of course, understood that being in football and the importance of an entire organization in order to win a Super Bowl when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so he cast this vision. And I can say for myself, I've been successful in the mortgage business in the reverse mortgage space and ran an entire team. I could have really went to work anywhere because of the things that I offered and our team offered. But many people like myself followed the vision and said, we want to be a part of what Casey is doing because his whole goal is that we exist to love and value people. And because he had such a great vision and because everybody wants to be a part of that, that has that same heart, many people followed that vision. And because he was taking care of clients after the fact, servicing a majority of our clients, and I believe also, quite frankly, that God blessed what was being done because it was right and it was what was needed at the time. And I think that once you establish that, there's a lot of people that want to jump on the same boat because they know the direction that it's going.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing to me as I travel the country and speaking and just traveling for my work at Kingdom Advisors, you know, I'm seeing Movement Mortgage in cities across America, and the footprint really is massive now as Movement is one of the leading mortgage providers in the U.S. But one of the exciting things that's happening through the company is its charitable outreach arm called the Movement Foundation. We talked about community impact, and this is one of the keys through the Movement Foundation. So talk about some of the issues that the Movement Foundation is confronting.
Well, first and foremost, when you check out movementfoundation.org or movementschools.org, Casey started with the charter schools in disadvantaged areas because we know it is important to start at the beginning because that's where the poverty cycle and the crime cycle and so on has continued. When he found out that South Carolina was building prisons and deciding how many prison cells to build based on the number of third graders that didn't know how to read, he said, why don't we do something about this? Why don't we educate people so that the third graders can read to eliminate this problem? So his passion to do the schools, we're now up to the 7th charter school, over 1,500 students changing their lives and also involving their families, teaching their families about everything from simply money to housing to what they can do to get out of the poverty cycle. And the Movement Foundation goes beyond that. That's the primary thing that we start with. But we give to local communities across the country, food banks. We are in all 50 states. And one of the big things that we do also is involve our employees of not just giving money, but doing vision trips. One of the people that are part of my team in the reverse mortgage team just got back yesterday from Thailand. He's not a practicing Christian, but he was profoundly impacted by going over, and we're working with a local charity over there that is saving kids from sex trafficking. And he was there for a week helping those children and encouraging those children and playing games with them and sharing things with them. That is what Movement Foundation does, that is way beyond just sending a check to somebody.
Yeah. Well, and the amount of money that's been given away is incredible. Tell us how much has gone out through the Movement Foundation. And then specifically, how does someone getting a mortgage with Movement contribute to those efforts?
That's probably one of the most important things and why I decided to land our team at Movement. I think when Casey started and they were doing, you know, 5-6 loans a month, now we do $20 billion a year. And he said, I'm going to give half my profit to the foundation and give away half my profit. No CEO does that. I mean, some people say they're going to give away 1% or whatever you see it on different companies. He said, I'm going to give away 50%. So far, Movement Foundation has given away $377 million, much of that with employee participation. When somebody does a mortgage with us, every company makes a profit on your loan. Half of that profit is going to help that sex-trafficked child in Thailand, or that hungry boy in Guatemala, or that student who's struggling to get ahead in Charlotte, North Carolina. So it's not just about doing business with us and the profit is going to help the owner or the shareholders make a lot more money. At least half of everything is reinvested into the communities that we work in and abroad.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Share a few of the success stories, Harlan, because it's always fun to hear how this is working itself out in people's lives, specifically around the Movement Foundation.
Yes, the first thing is that the big thing with Movement Foundation, as I mentioned, is the schools. We have test scores that are four times higher than schools in the same area, that and we provide them free. There's been thousands of grants of $10,000 each that we give in different locations. We have built community centers, which are really churches throughout Central America, over 100 of them. The grants to when people need water, there was money that flowed into North Carolina when the hurricane hit Asheville. Every time something like that happens, there's all of these grants that all of the movement employees vote on, because as you mentioned, we're the hands and feet of Jesus. And as our employees see that there's a need here or a need there, like there was in North Carolina, like there was in Arizona when things were so hot that we got water out to the homeless people. We just partnered with a company that was already distributing water to the homeless people in Phoenix, and then made sure that we were getting that out so that people weren't dying of the extreme heat last summer. Those are the things that make a dramatic difference for real, not just writing a check that you don't really know where it's going.
Yeah, that's helpful. And this work on the part of the Movement Foundation isn't limited just to the U.S., is it?
No, we've, like I said, Thailand is just where one of our employees were to help over there. We've worked in Haiti, not recently because of some of the things that are going on. But clean water in Uganda is a big effort. In Kenya and several different places in Africa, we've worked with education and healthcare. Guatemala is a really big deal with some healthcare issues and what we do locally there as well. And India, very, very few places in the world that we haven't touched.
Excellent. Well, folks, it's a world-class mortgage company, and that's why we've selected Movement as our underwriter in the mortgage category. But when you work with Movement, you're also funding the incredible work Harlan just shared with us here in the United States and around the globe. Harlan, thanks for your time today, my friend.
Great to be with you, Rob.
Folks, if you want to learn more about Movement Mortgage, go to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. We'll be right back.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we've removed the letters ing. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
AFA founder Don Wildman was a visionary. He saw the negative influence the movie and TV industries had on society and knew their technology could be used as tools to counteract the evil taking over our culture. That vision is realized in American Family Studios. We're committed to producing feature films, animated series, and documentaries that glorify God by upholding His standards. Find out how AFS can impact your family and friends at AmericanFamilyStudios.net.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Abraham Hamilton III, host of The Hamilton Corner.
American Family Association is on the front lines in the culture war in America. We've been here for more than 40 years, fighting for the biblical principles our nation was founded upon. And by God's grace, we are making a difference.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting American Family Association. Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Well, it's time to take your calls and questions today. That number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind today, financially speaking, you can call right now. As we think about our role in managing God's money, you know, this is a really important task that we've all been assigned. You see, we are money managers for the King of Kings. And each day on this program, we want to help you live out that desire we know you have to be a wise and faithful steward, to hear those words, "well done." And we do that together as we mine the scriptures for principles and ideas that can apply to the very practical decisions and choices you're making in your life each day as you live, give, owe, and grow God's money. So whatever's on your mind today, we've got a few lines open. Calls are coming in, but you can get through right now at 800-525-7000. The rest of the program is yours. Let's begin today in Texas. Kevin, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a question about my TSP, my thrift savings plan.
All right.
Based on your knowledge, what do you recommend on the long term? I'm currently 31 years old, and I've been having this account for 3 years. So I just wanted to know, based on your knowledge, what do you recommend?
Yeah. All right. Well, so as a guy who's roughly 30, I mean, you would be looking down the road, let's say 35 years before you'd perhaps be thinking about retirement. So for you, you know, with this being 2024, we could use the life cycle fund, which would put you at around 2060. And that is an option that's available. So the L funds allow you to basically have a diversified portfolio that automatically adjusts based on your retirement timeline. So if you're further away from retirement, it's going to have a more aggressive mix of investments among the various investment options inside the TSP. So that would be the simplest solution, is just select the L2060 fund that would basically, you know, allow you to be most heavily invested in the C, S, and I, the C being the common stock investment fund, which is most closely tracking against the S&P 500. And then you'd have some of the S fund as well, which is the small cap, and the I, which is the international. And then the smaller portion of that portfolio, just given how young you are, would be in the F fund, which is going to be the fixed income, and then probably a very small allocation to the G, which is the government securities. So that would be kind of the turnkey solution for you. The other approach is to kind of build that yourself, and you've got to determine what your risk tolerance is. I mean, for somebody who's roughly 30 years old, I'd probably have about 80% or more in the stock allocation. So again, that would be C, S, and I. I'd probably limit your exposure to the F fund to 20% or less, and you could kind of build that yourself. And if you wanted to be even more aggressive and put it all in the stock fund, I would just mix your total allocation, probably put at least half in the C fund, and then maybe you could do 25 in the S and 25 in the I, something like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, sounds about correct, because I've talked to so many people about it, and they tell me to stay away from the L funds and go more towards the C and the S funds, which I could do maybe an 80-20 mix on the C and S or 60-40. So I was just, you know, wondering around what's best for me for my age. So
yeah, I mean, I think there's probably a case to have some exposure to bonds, especially because the bonds have been out of favor for the last 3 years. But as interest rates start coming down, that F fund will do all right. So you may want to think about having, you know, 10% in the F fund. But then I agree, you could mix the rest between the C, the S, and the I. I'd probably, whatever that total stock allocation is, let's say you want 90% in stock, 10% in bonds. So the 10% would go in the F. And then for the 90% that's in stocks, I'd probably put half of that in the C and then mix the other half of that portion between the S and the I. Is that helpful?
Yes, sir. That sounds great. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call, Kevin. We appreciate it. But for the folks saying, what is C, F, S, I? So those are the names of the funds. The TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan, for those who have a government job and they have that TSP, Retirement Savings Vehicle, which is just like the 401k for the private sector. They make it really simple in terms of the menu of investments that you have to pick from. They each have a letter. So the G fund stands for government securities, F for fixed income, C for common stock, S for small cap, and I for international. And so you can, you know, pick from those basically five options as you build your allocation, or you can use a life cycle fund, which is the L fund. That would be most commonly referred to as a time horizon or a time cycle fund that would be available in a traditional 401k. Hope that clears that up for you, though. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. If you have a financial question today, we'll try to give you an answer, and we'll make sure we're reverent to God's word and hopeful and wise and encouraging as we approach whatever's on your mind today, financially speaking. Again, 800-525-7000. Call right now. Nita is in North Carolina. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is about MediShare. It sounds almost too good to be true. For my age, it's $99 a month and then a $500. It's not a deductible, actually, but they don't call it a deductible. I'm on a Plan G right now through a well-known supplemental company, and it just keeps going up and going up. And I was wondering, do you have any opinions about MediShare? Have you heard any good, bad, ugly?
You know, it really is all good, both for MediShare and the oldest and largest in the space, which is Christian Healthcare Ministries, which is the one that we partner with, but both very good, very reputable. You know, I love the idea of the medical cost sharing ministries, Nita, in all seasons of life, but certainly as a supplement to Medicare. In the retirement season of life. Let's do this. I've got to take a break, but right on the other side, I'll share why I like these medical cost-sharing ministries so much. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it
is
a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Nita in North Carolina. She's debating on whether to consider a health cost sharing ministry like MediShare. I mentioned also Christian Healthcare Ministries, two great options. I like these a lot, Nita. You know, the primary benefit of these medical cost sharing ministries is all around cost. It's just, you know, overall, the monthly contributions are often significantly less expensive than traditional health insurance premiums. It's, also a shared faith community that, you know, people are praying for one another. There's flexibility. So you've got the freedom to choose your healthcare providers, no network restrictions, less, you know, red tape compared to insurance. You're exempt from ACA requirements, the Affordable Care Act, so you're not subject to the individual mandate penalties. And there's a lot of transparency. And if you're using Medicare, if you're over 65, you can use what they call senior share, which is more cost effective. And it basically kicks in and covers the cost of anything that is not paid for through Medicare. So anything that's not an eligible medical expense, the remaining costs would be covered by senior share at Christian Healthcare Ministries, for example. And in the case of CHM, and MediShare is not far behind it, they've shared over $10 billion. I mean, so this is a massive organization that's been around for a long, long time. But do you have specific questions beyond that?
Well, my main concern was that when I would go to my family doctor, if they would accept MediShare, the card they'll send me. That was my main concern. I haven't heard about Christian Care Network. Yeah. I thought there was only one. Are they similar with MediShare?
Very similar. And CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries, chministries.org, is the oldest and biggest in the space, bigger and older than MediShare. But again, both of them very reputable and have done great work. So you could look at both of them. Now, the thing with the health cost sharing ministries is, as far as the provider is concerned, your doctor, you're a cash payer. So there's not any kind of do we accept it or do we not. There, you don't have any of that. And so you don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not your care is in network or out of network or anything like that. You basically are a cash payer, and then you submit those expenses, which, by the way, because you're a cash payer, you can negotiate them down. And then per incident, once you reach the certain threshold, then 100% of that is shared by the health cost sharing ministry. But you basically remove all of those stipulations on which doctors you can choose, because you can choose anybody you want at that point.
Right, right. So if I go to the hospital, what my Medicare doesn't pay for, I pay cash.
That's exactly right. And then you'd submit that to the health cost sharing ministry. And then, you know, based on your eligibility and the total cost of the incident, then they would share at 100% beyond that.
I see. I see. Okay. You've answered my question.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Nita. Thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind, financially speaking, you can call right now. Sandy taking our calls today, and she's ready for you. 800-525-7000. Call right now. Let's go to Louisiana. John, how can I help you? John, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Great. Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead, sir.
I said, hey, Rob, I love your show. I listen just about every day.
Awesome. Thank you.
My question is, if I made contributions to a traditional IRA, is there a waiting period or something before I can do a backdoor Roth, like a conversion?
There really isn't. Now, you'd have a five-year rule before you can withdraw it without incurring a 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half. But with regard to the conversion, there is no waiting period, and there's no limit of any kind. So you can convert as much as you want from a traditional IRA to a Roth, and the number of conversions you can make in a single year is not capped. The only consideration is maybe a tax year rule, where conversions have to be completed by December 31st of the calendar year to count for that tax year. They can't be attributed to the previous year, even if they're done before the tax filing deadline, which is something that you can do on contributions, but that doesn't apply to conversions. But apart from that, there really is no limit or timing issue.
Okay, so I think you just answered this, but just to be absolutely sure. So if I do a conversion now, will that in any way affect my contribution limit for 2025?
No, the conversion does not apply to a new contribution limit.
Okay. Okay, good. Would it make a difference? I don't think it would, but would it make a difference if the traditional IRA funds that I have now got there by recharacterization because I overcontributed in the previous year?
I see. No, as long as it's in that traditional, you have the option of the backdoor Roth to be able to move that money, so long as you meet the income requirements.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate it. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is a often underappreciated strategy, which is this idea of being able to put money into a traditional IRA. And if you don't aren't able to make a contribution to a Roth because of your income limit, you can do a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution and then convert that money to a Roth IRA. And so they call this a backdoor Roth. And it is somewhat of a loophole in the tax code. It's completely permissible and happens all the time. But you have to pay, of course, the taxes on the amount converted. And if you've made non-deductible contributions to your traditional IRA for the reasons I mentioned, part of the conversion will be tax-free. But it's a great strategy you may want to mention to your CPA or financial planner as you think about funding retirement, especially if you're trying to catch up. 800-525-7000 is the number to call to Virginia. Hi, John. How can I help?
Hello. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I wanted to follow up on that woman that brought something up on MediShare, a question on MediShare. And I have a question. I'm wondering, this actually happened to a friend of mine who had a health sharing type, I don't know if you don't call it a policy, but they were using one of those Christian healthcare ministries, which I'm using too, actually. But what concerns me is if a surgery or a procedure is performed and then the doctor charges some outrageous fee, this actually is an example that happened, much more than what a normal procedure like that would cost, then, and MediShare said, look, we're not going to pay, so that's an outrageous fee. We'll pay what a normal fee for this procedure should be, but they've tripled that.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I think the key is to go ahead and get all that done in advance and negotiate that so there's no surprises. But it's a great point, I think, to call out. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown. Thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way. 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian credit counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian credit counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Before the break, we were talking to John, and I apologize, John, that we had to cut you short with that hard break I had to take, but let's revisit what you were asking about. John is with Christian Healthcare Ministries, and he called out the point. He said, yeah, but what if the sharing is denied by the medical cost sharing ministry because the doctor does not charge a reasonable rate? And he's right. CHM does require members to negotiate reasonable rates with healthcare providers or use CHM's advocacy services to reduce costs, which is absolutely available. Bills that significantly exceed standard rates may be flagged and reduced before sharing. So what do you do about that? Well, I think number one is, John, you get cost estimates ahead of time. So before treatment, ask for an estimate and confirm that it meets the reasonable pricing standards. Second, I would say use their advocacy services. CHM offers assistance to help their members negotiate lower prices and ensure bills align with their guidelines. You can also document those negotiations. But I think at the end of the day, try to get as much of that done before treatment as possible so there are no surprises there. But that's a great question. We appreciate you raising it. Let's see. We're going to head to Mississippi and welcome Cheryl. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm 80 years old, and I've been taking required minimum distributions out of my account, out of my IRA for about approximately 10 years. And each year I do a qualified charitable distribution and give all that to the church. But when I die, my kids are beneficiaries on the IRA. Will they have to continue those minimum requirement distributions?
Yes, sir, they will. Younger. Yeah, so here's the way that works. So when you're a non-spouse inheriting an IRA based on the Secure Act 2.0, they have to exhaust that IRA, meaning they have to pull all the money out within 10 years. So by December 31st of the 10th year following the inheritance of the IRA. Now, if the deceased, so in this case that would be you, has started taking required minimums prior to death, then the heirs, the non-spouse heirs, have to continue those required minimums each year at a minimum. And then again, they have to exhaust the entire balance by the 10th year. So each year they'd have to take the RMD, and then by year 10, it would have to be completely withdrawn. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But now they're beneficiaries. Is that the same thing as an inheritance? They're beneficiaries of their,
yes,
on the account.
Yeah, a beneficiary on an IRA receives what's called an inherited IRA. So the portion that they're entitled to as beneficiaries would be transferred to a new inherited IRA in the beneficiary's name. And then at that point, they would have 10 years to pull all the money out. And then each year, they would have to take at least the scheduled required minimum since you had started that prior to death.
Okay. All right. Very good. That answers my question.
All right. Very good. Thank you for your call today, sir. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open. Perhaps one more question we'll have room for between now and the end of the broadcast. If you have a question, you can call right now. Again, 800-525-7000. Let me take a moment before we head back to the phones, which we will here in just a moment. We'll be going to Virginia to talk to Pauline and just encourage you around the opportunity to support Faith and Finance here at Year End. You know, we've got just about 26 days till the end of the year. Hard to believe, isn't it? And this is a really important time for us here at FaithFi. We're a listener-supported ministry. And so here's what I would ask of you. If this is a program you've found some value in, maybe you count on it, you listen regularly, and you've never supported the ministry, perhaps this is the time for you to stand in the gap with us. We're driving toward our year-end goal for listener support. And we're about, just a little more than $100,000 away to be able to meet the 100% of our listener support goal. And here's what happened. Some donors of the ministry came alongside us and they said, listen, every gift that comes in between now, and this was a few weeks ago, now and December 31st, we're going to double it. And we're going to make sure that you finish the year strong, but we're only going to release the money as the gifts come in from your listeners. And so we've got an opportunity for every gift right now to be doubled between now and December 31st, up to the remaining amount that's available in the match, which is a little more than $100,000. So if you would consider a gift, a small gift of $25 or $50, or a larger gift of $2,500 or $5,000, whatever you would be able to do, you can know that it'll be used to equip more stewards and it'll be doubled. Just head to faithfi.com and click give. You can give online, through the mail, or over the phone. That's faithfi.com and just click give. All right, back to the phones. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Pauline. How can I help?
Yeah, Rob. I wanted to speak with you about my circumstances. I recently lost my husband this summer, who was 77 years old. I happen to be 71. I'm retired right now. Trying to just figure out our financial or my financial picture going forward, as just, taking care of expenses and having some of this liquid assets that I have, pretty much trying to figure out how to access that for, you know, some growth for me as well as some income for me to meet just, you know, monthly expenses as well as to, you know, go forward and hopefully carry that, you know, into my future some. So,
yes,
and I can answer any of the questions. I guess that you can guide me. I've talked to a couple people, advisors, got a couple different, you know, scenarios, and I guess I'm just kind of frozen and scared to do a little bit of anything.
So. Well, I certainly understand that. Pauline, let me first say I'm so sorry to hear about your husband's passing. You know, as you think about your role in managing what God has entrusted to you, I want this to be something that's joyful, that you can see as a blessing, as a tool to accomplish God's purposes, and for that not to have any part of, you know, causing you to have any kind of fear or anxiousness over it. And yet, I know it's a big responsibility, and so you're feeling the weight of that. I think it's a good thing that you haven't made a lot of big, sweeping decisions here. I think you need to take a period of time just to take a deep breath, get your, you know, things in order, understand what you have, and, you know, before you make some big decisions. I do like the idea of you having somebody that can walk alongside you, a financial professional who shares your values, who's a Christ follower, who can guide you, being a sounding board, but also, you know, take some of that load off of you just in terms of making management decisions for the assets. Not that they would just, you know, make their own decisions based on their own accord, but getting to know you and understanding who you are and what God's doing in your life and what your income needs are and what your giving desires are and all of those things that could then inform a very well thought out and crafted investment plan that doesn't take any more risk than needs to be taken, but does seek to grow what God has entrusted to you appropriately, so that it's there regardless of, you know, how long the Lord has you here, because clearly your calling doesn't have an expiration, and so we want these funds to last so long as you're here and the Lord still has more for you to do. So let me start there. Do you have an advisor, or have you and your husband had an advisor in the past that you could turn to?
Not. We had gone a couple times to different ones. We always went and listened, and then he never followed through with anything on that.
Yeah.
I did speak to an advisor, just kind of a meet and greet and get a little information from me as well as from him, with one of the larger companies. And then I also have always been in insurance, auto and property insurance myself. And I spoke with, you know, insurance agent recently that's advised me some on, you know, annuities, like an immediate annuity, you know, to maybe get some instant cash, you know, coming in. Mm-hmm. And then going from there with what I do have to maybe project that into the expense piece. And then, like I said, to try to take the other to grow that. But those are the only two that I've talked to.
Got it.
And I get this courage, and then I get the nerves. So.
Yes.
I just haven't proceeded forward too much right now with any of that.
So. Okay, well, that's helpful. Well, one option you may want to consider is we've got about 1,600 certified Kingdom advisors around the country. There's a number of them right there in Virginia, and you could perhaps talk to one or two or three of those and just see if one is just a really good fit in terms of just a relational compatibility and just a, you know, I think you'll get a sense of who you ultimately should work with just based on a peace of mind and a comfort level. But at least you'd know that these are folks that, you know, have had a pastor and client reference and a regulatory review, and they've been trained to bring a biblical worldview, and they have signed a statement of faith and have a code of ethics that they're bound by. And it can just really bring God's heart to bear from the scriptures alongside really competent professional financial advice. And so your starting point will be, you know, much further down the road in terms of compatibility when you choose a CKA. I think, you know, the options for you at this point are you certainly could go with an annuity, which would give you a immediate income. They're not my biggest, I'm not the biggest fan of annuities. I'd rather you keep that money more liquid and available. So if you needed it for long-term care or something like that, you'd have full access to it. And then manage the risk levels with the investments. And so you'd find an advisor that can make sure that, number one, we work out your cash flow and your budget and know exactly what you need to, you know, you're spending every month. Make sure you have the proper insurance coverages in place. Sounds like you got that covered. Make sure you have 6 months to maybe 12 months liquid and in cash. And then with what's truly left over to grow so that you can create an income stream to live on, that we're not taking any more risk than you absolutely need to take, which, you know, at 70, you know, I would probably be thinking of no more than 30% in stocks and probably 60 to 70% in bonds and maybe some precious metals. But again, I think a CKA could be really helpful in doing that. So that would be my next step. Find a CKA at faithfi.com. I also want to send you a book called Wise Women Managing Money by Miriam Neff, who wrote this book for women just like you after their husbands pass away that I think could be a real encouragement to you. So let's start there and then call me back with any questions along the way. Hold on the line. We'll get that book out to you. God bless you. Thanks to my team today and thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.